Hey guys, in this tutorial I'm going to show you how to make this image look like this image. And before I start, I have to say that I have a link in the description to the original image, but I've scaled it down for this tutorial so it will be easier to record, and I've scaled it down to 1024 by 683, just so you know if you want to use the exactly the same image with exactly the same effects. So let's start with the original image. And the first thing we're going to do is intensify the colors by going to Colors, Use Saturation. And I'm going to put the lightness down by 25. And the saturation all the way up to 100. Now the colors are really intense. And then click OK. And the next step, we're going to duplicate this layer by clicking on this button once. And now we want another layer on top of it, so we're going to click on this Create a New Layer button. And click OK. And on this new layer, we're going to create a gradient by going to our blend tool. Make sure your foreground color is set to black. Set the gradient to foreground to transparency, FG to transparency. And set this to reverse. Make sure it's ticked. Set the offset to 15 and set the shape to radial. And now set your mouse cursor about here and stroke to about here. And let go, and then it looks like this. What we're going to do now is on this layer, lower the opacity to 90. There we are, and we're going to set the layer mode to color. There. And now you can see that the middle width of the image is still very intense in color, and to the edges it slowly fades into gray. Now we're going to work on this middle layer, and the first thing we need to do is right click on it, and click at alpha channel. So there will be transparency in the layer when we are deleting the background. And we're going to delete the background of this image except for these two buildings here. So I'm going to use my lasso tool and make a selection around these two buildings. And it can be a white selection. In fact, there has to be a white selection around these two buildings. Almost done. Like this, this. And make sure you finish the selection by clicking on the beginning point. There you go. Now go to Select, Feather, and feather it by 70, and click OK. And now go to Select, Invert, or press Ctrl I on your keyboard. And now everything except for these two buildings are selected, and we're going to delete them by pressing Delete on our keyboard. And if you are on a Mac, you can press Edit Clear, because Delete doesn't work on a Mac. So now the background is deleted on this middle layer. And now we're going to go to Select None to make sure that there isn't a selection. And we're going to go to the background layer and we're going to apply a filter. And this filter is in a plugin that you need to add to GIMP, or maybe you already have to GIMP. It's a Gimmick plugin. It's under Filters, Gimmick. And if you don't have it, then just read the description. Everything you need to know about how to add this Gimmick plugin to GIMP is in the description. Now just go to Artistic and Cubism. And you don't need to change anything in the settings here, but if you're using a bigger image or a smaller image, you might need to change something. But with this size image, this is just fine. And click on Apply, and then you can see at the bottom here, I'm not sure. Yeah, and then click on OK. And now it's done, so it's really very simple. And I think it's a nice effect. And I hope you like this effect as well, and like this tutorial. And if you do, then watch my other videos and subscribe. And thank you for watching.